Hey guys, welcome to We Split the Difference. I'm Shayma.
I'm Camden.
I'm CJ.
I'm Tyler.
And we're going to be talking about the first three chapters of Never Split the Difference.
We noticed that in the first four chapters of Never Split the Difference, the author uses techniques such as labeling the chapters. He then goes into detail, stating the techniques he uses in his specific field, and then gives examples, real life or with his students, about what he has been doing.
Nonfiction books are the only way that you can set a story up like this. I feel like if it was a fictional book, it would be kind of weird because you're like kind of going everywhere. The topic changes really quick from like one part to another part, like technique-wise. And I think in a fictional book or any type of other book, it'll kind of be like what's going on. And this is more of an informative book. And I think this is also how textbooks are set up. And yeah.
I believe Chris Voss sets his chapters up this way where he gives an overall topic and then goes in detail about that topic is because it helps the reader a little bit understand what he's talking about. And so, like, on page 61 of chapter 3, he says, clear the road before advertising the destination. That kind of gives the reader a little bit of, like, a insight of what this little passage is going to be about, and I feel like that helps the reader and explains the chapters a little bit better and helps you understand them.
It Never Split the Difference. Chris Voss first gives background after the title. After he says the title, he first gives background on who he is. He explains himself as like the top-notch guy. So he always is like working on the higher operations. Like he's the leader of each team he's on in like each situation of the book. So based off that, he gives the readers to believe he's like a reliable source, the best source we can get. So then like before each situation, he gives a heading. He gives a heading on what that specific part is going to be about. So, for example, in chapter 3, page 49, the chapter is called Don't Feel Their Pain, Label It. Right after he labels the chapter, he quotes, I was the head of the New York City FBI crisis negotiation team. From there, we can already assume he's the best of the best. Because he explains he's the head of the negotiation team and he knows what he's talking about. So from there, he gives after he states the chapter Don't Feel Their Pain, Label It, he gives a subheading. So the subheading is called Tactical Empathy on page 50. Tactical empathy is like, it relates to like the title because tactical empathy is like understanding people's feelings and knowing how they feel. So, like, he gives the subheading. After he gives the subheading of the specific part, he quotes on page 51, second paragraph, it looks like you don't want to come out. I said repeatedly, it seems like you worry that if you open the door, we'll come in with guns blazing. It looks like you don't want to go back to jail. So, on that page, it relates to, like, that quote relates to the examples. That quote relates to the title and the subheading because he asks specifically how they feel right now, how they feel at that point. So he uses the tools, like the same tools over and over in the first four chapters and techniques. So the reason he does this through the story is like so the reader can comprehend better and adapt to each situation. Like that's told in each part of the story.
So these are not only examples that you can use debating, but like the techniques he's teaching you, some of them you can use in like at school, like with your bosses. It's definitely things that you can use in more real life situations, which is why I definitely enjoy reading this story. And yeah, I guess you can say like the author's choice or like the way he chose to set up this story really helps us understand the story, because I feel like if he didn't and he just kept going on and didn't put the bolded words, like I feel like I would personally be kind of lost and confused, kind of like the stories I read in class. But
in chapter 3 of Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss explains that labeling negative things diffuses them and labeling positive things reinforces them. He then goes on to talk about how labeling is a tactic and not a strategy. This is all under his neutralize the negative, reinforce the positive label in chapter 3, page 57.
You know, and when you're really trying to go at it, you need to reinforcing their positive statements. controlling your anger, which anger in any discussion is rarely ever productive. And even if something is a negative, the only approach that he ever would talk about is going right at it. Like, for example, he talked about one time when he crossed into Canada while he was working with the FBI without proper clearance. It establishes just a good relationship with whoever you're talking to if you just acknowledge, like, hey, I messed up, and trying to move on from that establishes good repertoire with you and the person you're talking to. Just in general, just really trying to hammer home being direct about it and making the other person feel important really does help the overall feel of the discussion, I guess is a good way to put it. Because he really just, in all the chapters that I've read so far up to this point, adds like an overall theme, trying to make sure the other person feels important. Like I've said earlier, just constantly just making sure their ego is feeling good, stroking their ego, making them feel important. Really, a whole overall point is just making sure they feel important.